Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. So today we have more messages from our listeners. We're just going to take one of the messages and then we'll get right back to the episode. Okay, so stay tuned.
So really cool, all the things that you have to say. Giving us a peek into your thoughts, very nice. I really got cracked up on the ticket episode. It's really nice. I can't believe that somebody gets tickets for crossing the road.
So that message was from Ibrahim from Nigeria. Thank you so much for coming to the show. I truly appreciate your comments. And for everyone else who would like to call in and be part of the show or even leave a request about something you want me to talk about, you know, all you have to do is download the Anchor FM app and then find my podcast, which is Dr. Ozzy. And there's a feature, there's a button on my profile which you can use to call in and leave a message, and I'll be sure to play it on my next episode, and that way you get to be part of the show. So I truly appreciate it when you do that, and I'm looking forward to playing a lot more of your callings during the show. Today, I'm going to speak to you about procrastination. So the reason why I'm speaking to you today about procrastination is because this is something that I've had to deal with myself. And I find that a lot of people are dealing with that. And a lot of people are still stuck with last minute, last minute assignments or last minute tasks. And it's so difficult. And so today, I'm going to tell you the things that I do to actually deal with my procrastination, right? So procrastination is just the act of delaying or postponing something. And so you have something to do, but you don't want to find the time. You keep pushing it. You say, I'm going to do it tomorrow, 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 and the tomorrow never comes. So for me, some of the things that make me procrastinate are just number one, laziness. So I'm just plain old lazy. I don't want to do it today. And I'm saying, okay, I'm going to do it tomorrow. So if I have to study for an exam, I'm thinking, okay, let me watch this one episode of this, my, you know, favorite show of mine. And I'm going to go study. And then I watch the first episode. I'm like, oh, that was so good. I'm going to watch the second one. And then before you know it, the whole day is gone. I'm like, oh, there's tomorrow. You know, I have tomorrow and I'll do it. So there's laziness. Another thing is just fear. A lot of times there are things that we want to do, but we're just so fearful. So we're thinking, what are people going to say about this? You know, how are people going to think about me? What, you know, you're constantly thinking about just even the fear of failure, you know? So fear is a big thing that actually makes a lot of people procrastinate. Another thing is anxiety and, I guess, dread. So these two go together. Sometimes you have this task and you're thinking about, oh, it's just going to be too much to do this. It's going to cost me too much or too much time. It's so difficult. I don't want to do it. And no, these things are the enemy or the enemies of success. Okay, so I'm going to share with you a few things that I do whenever I'm stuck procrastinating. You know, these things actually help me get things started and actually finish things, succeed, and move on to the next thing. Because that's really what you want. You want to succeed. So the very first thing that I do every time I have a task or a goal or something that I really want to get done is make a to-do list. So I can't stress how essential a to-do list is. A to-do list or a list is so crucial. It's so powerful. Just think about when I go to the grocery store without making a list. I end up roaming around the store buying things that I don't need, and when I get home I realize that I did not even buy the one thing that I went to the store to buy. So a list is so important. Whenever you have something to do, break it down into little bits, right? So for instance, if you're thinking about getting into school or going back to school, go to the website and, you know, find the list of requirements that will actually get you into the program and list all the things that you have to do. And, you know, as you go down the list, you find that you're feeling very confident. You know, when you achieve number one, you're like, okay, I can do this. You move to number two, as opposed to just thinking about the whole task as a whole, it might be, you know, it might look too overwhelming, and you'll just think, oh, I can't do this, you know. So make a list and you'd actually find that you get things done. Whenever I go to restaurants, I'm always amazed at how the waitresses or the waiter is able to keep track of every single customer's request or what they really want. And a lot of times people are requesting for really, really specific things, right? So the truth is the waitress is writing it down. So that's how they're able to, you know, give everyone what they really, really want. They're writing things down. And so I find that by writing things down, you know, you're keeping track of the task and you're like, okay, this is what I need to do. So, and that's why a list is so powerful. You need to make a list. Another thing that I do is I just get rid of distractions. You know, I'm thinking that this task is not going to be forever, all right? Facebook, Instagram, shopping, talking on the phone, whatever can wait. When I'm done with this, it's still going to be there. So get rid of distractions. That's really, really crucial. One of the things that I always think about is if I don't do this right now, what's gonna happen? You know, I think of the worst case scenario. So for instance, if I don't apply to this program, if I don't get into this program, if I don't get this job, you know, what's the worst case? What's the worst thing that can happen? And the truth is, maybe I don't get the job. I'm back to where I was last year. And I really don't want that because I want to succeed. And when I think about that, I'm just like, no, I'm just gonna do it, you know? So think about that. When every time you're thinking about procrastinating, think about what could happen if you don't do what you want to do. When I was in grad school, I wanted to go to the gym a lot. It was always on my to-do list, like, I want to go to the gym. But I didn't get to actually start going to the gym until I told someone about it. So the next thing I'm going to suggest is tell someone about it. If you have a goal, tell somebody. The truth is, research shows that we actually care about what people think about us more than we care about what we think about ourselves. That's so funny, right? Yes, that's the truth. So when you're telling someone something that you want to achieve, you don't want them to feel less of you. You don't want to disappoint them. And so you're more likely to achieve that. So when I was in grad school and I wanted to go to the gym, I told my friend and she said, okay, I'm going to come call you every time I'm going to the gym. I'm like, fine. Every single time she came to call me, I had an excuse. But because I did not want to disappoint her, you know, most times I would go to the gym with her. Even though I just didn't feel like it, I would go to the gym with her. And so think about that. If you have something to do, something you really want to achieve, find someone you trust and tell them what that goal is. And let you be accountable to them or for that goal that you're working towards, right? So that would help you. One big thing that helps me is just I have a reward system where if I have something that I really need to get done, I've made my list 1 to 10, you know, I say to myself, once I get to number 5, I'm going to reward myself. And so if there's it could be just get a cup of ice cream, frozen yogurt, it could be watch one episode of my favorite show, you know. And so I'm constantly looking forward to getting to number 5 on my list, and once I do that, I reward myself. All right, a lot of people go crazy here, like they go start buying really expensive things, and you don't want to do that. Reward yourself sensibly, find something that is affordable, you know, something that you enjoy doing, and do it. So I reward myself. The truth is, you get to a stage in life where there are not a lot of people motivating you anymore. You're no longer in high school, you're no longer in college. You know, the people who are pushing you to succeed are just on the decline every day. It's hard to find people who are constantly motivating you. And so at a point in your life, you should be able to self-motivate, right? And this is so difficult. So I find that the reward system is great because when you give yourself a pat on the back and say to yourself, you know what, I'm doing great. I deserve this. I'm going to have this break. You know, you find that you're more eager to achieve a lot more, right? And so these are the things that I do. I make a list. You know, I tell someone about what my goal is. I reward myself. I set a deadline and I do a little bit of you know, a task that will get me to my goal every single day. All right. So these are the things that I do. I hope that they help you. I hope that they bring you one step closer to completing something that you really, really, really want to do. You know, we're in the third month of the year. There's so many goals and so many dreams that people just have not touched. And I don't want you to be, you know, one of those this year. I want you to actually start something. The hardest thing to do is start. But the truth is, once you start, you find that you just can't stop until you finish. All right. And you'll be more successful. And so remember that you can actually call into my show. You can download the Anchor app. And there's a feature where you just click on a button and you literally record a message, and I can play that on my next episode. Or you can go to my Instagram page, The Tales of an African Princess, and you can leave me a comment or a message or whatever, and I'll be very happy to hear from you. All right, until my next episode, I'll see you guys later. All right, have a great week.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.